So we all saw the headlines together. Marathon storm to bring wintry precipitation back to the Northeast. Potent bomb cyclone to lash Northeast this weekend with heavy snow, howling winds. An on-air meteorologist said, the storm is a marathon, not a sprint. And I don't know about you, but as I was thinking about that headline and preparing for it to take over us here in Rochester, I was wondering whether anybody would come tonight. Or would we stay at home? Because we really didn't know what to expect on the journey towards Christmas. All we knew is that a big event was happening where we might have to shelter in place to brace for it. In the gospel today, we have a similar big event happening in Mary and Joseph's world that requires them to not shelter in place, but to begin journeying at the most inconvenient time ever while Mary is 9 months pregnant. Whoever tried to go on a vacation or any trip at 9 months pregnant? A census had been called and decreed by Caesar Augustus, the Roman Empire emperor, for people everywhere in his region to register in their hometown so that he can know how much to tax poor and working class people for empire building. Quirinius, the governor, another political figure, is also mentioned here at the onset as well, perhaps so that the reader understands that our lives are never separate from the politics that shape them. We learned this recently in our own county as we fought for months to urge our political leaders to enfranchise the black voter in our county by freeing the black vote and signing off on a map that gives us at least 5 black majority voting districts that would ensure equitable representation, resource allocation, and someone to listen to the needs of the communities as a priority and not to just take from them. And while we had an initial setback of first winning the vote for 5 only to have it vetoed, this week, our efforts of organizing, building coalitions, community education, and court filings pushed the legislature and the county executive to finally agree and sign into law a map with 6 black majority voting districts with at least 50% or more. It was a win for the black community, for our county, and a bit of a Christmas miracle for all of us. Behind every event, there is a story of real lives, real movements, real conflicts, and real resolutions. This census decree actually puts Mary at physical risk. The trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem is an arduous journey. At 9 months pregnant with a baby kicking her every few minutes, a 90-mile journey to take by which she could only travel probably 10 miles a day, wondering if she had enough water, if they had enough food, if they had places to rest along the way, subjected to the hardships of navigating unpredictable weather patterns of snow and rain, grueling highlands and flatlands up the hill and then down the hill. This couple was forced to embark upon a marathon of a trek with labor pains, Braxton Hicks, fatigue, swollen feet, and I'm sure only an occasional spat, right? And if that wasn't bad enough, they would have to navigate the terrifying dangers in ancient Palestine of heavily forested valleys of the Jordan River, where lions and bears and wild boars lived in the woods that would need to be fended off. And guess whose job that was? Not to mention bandits and pirates of the desert and robbers as a common hazard among these major trail routes. This journey would be a difficult one and a dangerous one. So maybe you are finding yourself on a difficult journey in your life. Your health maybe has become difficult. A relationship is struggling. A child or a parent is in a hard place. As Mary and Joseph take this journey tonight of faith in God and trust, the message is that we can too, even if we don't know how it will end. This week, I drove around in a box truck for a few hours with a volunteer delivering Christmas gifts to six families in our adoptive family program who lived in all directions of the city and the suburbs. It occurred to me at the end of the night how no matter where people lived, they shared a common struggle to provide for their families and for themselves. We delivered to young mothers, two family households, children with slain parents, grandmothers raising grandchildren, and parents who had lost their job just before the holidays, who could not imagine how they were going to provide for their children. Each encounter was clearly an encounter with the face of Christ. This community brought the good news to struggling families that God is with you. There was a longing in each person held that I could relate to. It is the same longing that we hold tonight for Jesus, who has come into our world to fill us, to love us, to provide for us all this Christmas. What we do know is that after Mary's days of confinement, when they finally arrive to their destination, the struggle doesn't end. Can anybody relate to that? They arrive to an overcrowded inn where there is no room for them to give birth to the baby she's carrying, and she's ready to deliver. So instead of a warm, comfortable bed, she and Joseph end up having to make their accommodations in a manger. A smelly, noisy stable of a manger, surrounded likely by other travelers looking for lodging and animals. It is a scene of absolute chaos. So if you've ever wondered if God understands the chaos in your life, the answer is yes, God does. Our God comes into the world experiencing homelessness, vulnerability, and relying on the goodness of others. So while this baby came into the world in chaos, he comes to bring us light in the darkness, joy in the midst of our sorrow, and peace to get through the storm. Sometimes life will grip us with struggles and leave us with longings that we can't quite explain. And if that's you, the message tonight is don't give up. With every event in our lives, there is a story being written by this Christ child who has come into the world. So what is that story? The same story delivered to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I am here for you. Come and see me. I bring you glad tidings. You know, we spend our whole lives afraid of God, thinking that we're not good enough, that God came to judge us. God couldn't possibly want to spend time with me. I've had people tell me, you know, I would come to church, but you know, I don't want the building to come down. But you know what? How many of you have ever been judged by a baby? Anybody? Nobody. Because babies don't judge you. They love you. And these shepherds, who existed at the bottom rung of the social ladder, were being called on to be part of Jesus' story. And so are we tonight. It's a beautiful story, a story of unconditional love and unbreakable connection. A few days ago, I came into the house with my watery eyes from the cold, and my grandson looked at me and he said, "That's where I get it from. I wonder why my eyes were watering all the time. I get it from you." And I thought to myself, that must be how God feels about us. When we are light and we are love and we are peace and we are joy, can't you just hear God saying, You know you get that from me. This gift of God's that has come to us tonight is within each one of us, each one of you. God came in the form of a human baby to be like us, to be part of our lives, to feel what we feel, to save us from our fear, to accompany us on our journey, to bring us healing, to honor humanity, to remind us that we are good and that we are holy. The sign to the shepherds was that they would find this Savior baby wrapped in swaddling clothing and lying in a manger that they would be familiar with, a manger that they had taken their sheep to many times. And in this gospel tonight, this Christmas story, God puts God's self in the hands of humanity and then comes tonight asking us to put ourselves in God's hands. Anybody want to put themselves in God's hands? And to know that you are worthy. One of my favorite parts of the Mass is when we gather around this table together and we said, Lord, you make me worthy to receive you. And by your word, I am healed. I could hear that 1,000 times, couldn't you? You know, when I was in my teens, I worked at a storefront outreach center where McCurdy's donated beautiful chiffon dresses to the poor families in that community. And one woman, when she came in and tried on her dress, she said, I feel like a million bucks, like I'm somebody. Well, she wasn't far from the truth. That is the message of Christmas. We are somebody in God. So much so that God gave us God's best gift tonight. Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. This is the light that comes shining into our world, shining the message that I am not tired of you. You are not a broken and a fallen human race. You just need to learn to live in my love. I give myself to you tonight as a gift to overcome life's challenges, to break through the darkness. I am clinging to you like a baby. You see, God never promised us that there would not be darkness, only that God would shine the light through it, that light of the Christ child, where he says to the shepherds, on whom God's favor rests. And who does God's favor rest on? It rests on you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Merry Christmas, Spiritus Christi.